Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A Senate panel has released newly declassified information on two controversial intelligence programs run by the NSA. The information says the data collection helped the U.S. break up potential terror plots in the U.S. and overseas, and fewer than 300 phone numbers were checked against millions of phone records gathered every day by the agency. North Korea has suddenly asked the U.S. for high-level talks. White House Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough says the U.S. is open to the idea, but North Korea has to be ready to back up any negotiations with action.
The bottom line is they're not going to be able to talk their way out of the very significant sanctions they're under now, sanctions that Russia supported, and very importantly, that China supported.
McDonough spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. The latest offer of talks comes just after North Korea rejected planned high-level talks with South Korea. Iran's stock market rose today after voters surprised the conservative establishment and swept a moderate cleric into the presidency in the first round. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul. Iran's president-elect, Hassan Rouhani, calls it a victory for wisdom and moderation over extremism.
The unexpected scenes of overjoyed Iranians taking to the streets to celebrate Rouhani's victory suggested two things to Iran watchers. First, that the Iranian public, even after years of seeing pro-reform movements crushed, continues to vote for change, even when the ballot is dominated by conservatives. And second, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei had no wish to revisit the mass street protests and harsh police crackdown of 2009. He never revealed his own choice for president, and the government quickly announced Rouhani's victory, eliminating any fears that the vote count might be subject to political pressures. Whether Rouhani can moderate Iran's policies remains to be seen, but for now the celebrations continue. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Military aircraft that have been fighting a fire near Colorado Springs are being allowed to return to their base. Fire managers say the blaze is now 65% contained. Colorado Public Radio's Eric Whitney reports.
Thousands of residents have been allowed to return home, but a large portion of the Black Forest Fire burn area remains evacuated. Local government officials are making plans to provide clean water, precautionary tetanus shots, and sanitation services to people going back to clean up. But El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita is urging people to be patient.
I don't want to create a false belief that tomorrow everybody's going home, because that's not going to happen.
Hazards beyond continuing fire danger are still being cleared. Roads and bridges are being inspected, and electrical and gas lines are being checked and repaired. The sheriff says it may be weeks before full public access is restored. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in El Paso County, Colorado.
It is Game 5 tonight of the NBA Finals. The San Antonio Spurs will host defending champion Miami Heat tonight. The best of seven NBA Finals series is now tied at two games apiece. This is NPR. Several deadly car bombs and shootings across Iraq appear to be targeting Shiite and Sunni Muslims. At least 30 people died today in several cities. Several more people are hurt. The violence appears to be getting worse, along with fighting in neighboring Syria. There are reports that Sunni Iraqis have crossed into Syria to fight with rebels against the Syrian government. General Motors is recalling nearly 200,000 sport utility vehicles. At issue is a risk of fire, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
GM is recalling the 2006 and 2007 SUV models because a circuit board in the driver's door could short and spark a fire. Several makes are affected, including the Chevy Trailblazer, GMC Envoy, Buick Rainier, Saab 97X, and the Isuzu Ascender. GM is notifying owners to take the vehicles to dealers for free repairs, and in the meantime, park the SUVs outside. The automaker says the defect is caused when water gets into the driver's side door and corrodes a circuit board. If it shorts, there's an overheating and fire risk, and power windows and door locks may not work. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Motorcyclists celebrating the 110th anniversary of motorcycle maker Harley-Davidson roared up to the Vatican today. Bikers joined Catholic faithful in St. Peter's Square today, and Pope Francis gave them a special blessing. At one point, motorcycle engines were as loud as the prayers being spoken. Last week, the Harley-Davidson company sent the Pope two white motorcycles for use by the Vatican Police Department. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.